Today, NPR News initiates a new daily news blog. Its goal is to take you, the listener, inside NPR for a closer view of what we're thinking and how we report the news. You'll also see stories of interest that interest us, but don't necessarily get to the air. That said, this blog is still a work in progress, which is where you come in. What do you want out of the NPR blog? What would you like to know that you don't hear about on the air? What might be better served to you in the form of a blog? Give us a call. Our number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, our email address, talk@npr.org. And joining us now is the newly titled NPR blog host, J.J. Sutherland. I have to confess a familial interest in this appointment. J.J. Sutherland is also my nephew, my oldest sister's son. She loves when I call her that. J.J., thanks for coming on the air.
Thanks, Uncle Neil.
I loves when I call him that. Anyway, so what's this going to be? What's this blog?
It's an experiment. I mean, I think it's going to be a blog. I've been, you know, in the online world, you know, sort of reading for many years as it comes along, reading a lot of blogs. So it's going to be an experiment for NPR and for me. You know, blogs are really becoming more and more part of the conversation online. And I think management and I sort of want to become part of that. So I'm just sort of blogging stuff from within NPR, things that I think are interesting on the air. This morning I hit, you know, Ivan Watson's great piece on Dubai, and then, you know, just sort of things that interest me, like the AMA study on how girls should not drink so much they pass out during spring break.
Is this going to be an interactive? I mean, can people reply to
People can, you know, send in comments, and certainly I will respond to comments or send an email. I'd love to get it.
Where would they find it? On the website?
Yeah, so on npr.org. There's the link from the homepage, or www.npr.org/mixed signals is the name of the blog.
Mixed Signals. And it's interesting. You started out today, this first blog, with a visit to the NPR editorial meeting that begins at 9:30 every morning here in the big conference room down the hall.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fascinating place. And I think one of the things that I want to sort of get and show to readers is here's what we think is coming down the pike. Here's what NPR, all the editors show up those meetings, all the shows show up that meeting. You know, and we talked today about the Iran story and various stories are coming up. I just want to share people what we're thinking.
Here's an email we got from Steve Peterson in Dameron Valley, Utah. I would like to hear personal accounts from NPR journalists concerning their general experience covering stories, what were some of the obstacles, what surprised them, what sort of research did they have to do, where did they find the information that they needed?
Well, I think we're going to start getting some of that. I mean, today I talked to Andrea Seabrook, our congressional correspondent, about covering the Tom DeLay race, and she's been down to that district in Texas a few times. I know Tom Bullock, one of our producers in Baghdad, will be sending me something about getting a haircut in Baghdad and the experience of having an Iraqi put a straight razor to your neck and the hesitation there.
Speaking of Baghdad, you're one of the people who regularly rotates into our bureau there as a producer. Are you going to be continuing the blog from Baghdad?
I will. Obviously, other NPR staffers will be coming in and doing things like the 9:30 meeting and running the majority of it, but I'll be sending posts from Baghdad. I leave for Baghdad on the 26th of this month.
And let's get a caller on the line. Bob. Bob's calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
One of the things we have some interest in is you know, some of your internships, what do those folks do? What compelled these people to pursue an internship? And just generally, you know, for example, my daughter has a very strong interest in this, and if she had some information or a go-to place to get some more background and dialogue with people, it would be great.
Sure, I'll look into that. I mean, just so you know that there is a page on the NPR.org website. Click on About, I believe, and then there's an internships page there, and I bet you there's more stuff there as well, just so you know. But I'll definitely look into that.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Bob. And let's see if we can go to Debbie. Debbie's calling from Berlin, New Jersey.
Yes. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What I think I would like to see on the blog is links or information about the stories that other local NPR affiliates are producing that might not make national news, but if you're interested in particular issues or particular regions, maybe a way to sift through some of that information.
That's a good idea. I've been thinking about how to involve stations in it, but I'll take a look at that. Thank you.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.
Here's an email from Kia Tickaboo, she says. I would like to see more coverage of news and reviews of books that would help the country better understand the underlying forces driving the events that you report on.
Well, interestingly enough, I mean, one of the things we're trying to set up is sort of features that we're going to be doing every week. And so I'm going to try to do books every Monday. And so tune in on Monday.
Stay tuned. One more caller, maybe. Wayne. Wayne's calling from Monteagle in Tennessee.
Hi, I think I'd like to see on the blog the record of how individual congressmen and senators vote on some key issues rather than just knowing that something passed or didn't pass. And maybe their record on issues over the last year or years.
There's I can certainly link to sites that do that, which there are plenty, and I'll put some up this afternoon.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the call, Wayne.
Thank you.
And one more. Let's see if we can get Justin on the line. Justin's calling from Cincinnati.
Yeah, I would love to, as a blog writer myself, I would love to know what blogs on the web do other NPR staffers and journalists like to read?
Well, I do have a list of blogs on the right side of the page, as most blogs do, but I'm actually requesting all of my NPR colleagues to send me their sites because I'm trying to get a broad scope of what is out there.
Yeah, I think it would be fascinating to know which journalists read what.
And what do you blog about, Justin?
Well, I blog about most anything I can think of. It's one of those deals where I think it's more of a catharsis for me than it is entertaining for anybody that might read it. But
well, good luck to you, Justin. Thanks for the
Thank
call.
You.
But given that, JJ, what's your day going to look like? How many times are you going to add to this?
Well, today I've done, I don't know, 7 or 8. I mean, I got up pretty early this morning and started surfing the net and reading papers, and then I went to the 9:30 meeting. I suppose by 10 I had 3 or 4 things up, and then more by noon. I think it'll depend on the day and how much is out there that interests me.
Well, hang in there. We'll be interested to see how the NPR blog develops. One thing that, of course, it does have an advantage over programs like this one. You can show pictures.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. NPR blog host J.J. Sutherland, NPR's first blog host, was with us here in Studio 3A. You can see his blog starting today at npr.org. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.